Well, John, what was your initial reaction when you heard the news earlier in the week?
Oh, look, it was pretty philosophical, you know. It's Carlton's really handed me a great opportunity. It's been an invaluable experience. I think I've grown as a coach through that period, and I've enjoyed every minute of the last 12 weeks.
You sort of expected in the end, John, or did you feel you were right in the hunt to the end?
Oh, look, the process was exhaustive and it was a really good one. I felt like I gave myself every opportunity. But as I said, this has been a great experience for me and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Did you feel you were the right man for the job?
What I'll say is that Carlton's in really good hands going forward. There's no doubt about that. I've worked with Brendan at Hawthorn, and he's a really good coach.
You've obviously shown now that you've got senior coaching aspirations. Does this sort of just whet your appetite for a senior coaching position elsewhere, perhaps in the future?
Yeah, I mean, what happens in the future will take care of itself. And what I know is that I'm going to work really hard on growing as a coach, but also work just as hard to keep growing as a person.
Will you stick around at Carlton next year?
Oh, look, what happens with in terms of the future will take care of itself in good time. Yeah, as I said, what happens in the future will take care of itself in good time. Right now, I've got 2 weeks to coach, and I'm looking forward to getting that done.
Has the landscape changed for you now with those last two games? Just in terms of, does Brendan have more of a say now, or are you still just...
Oh, no, look, I'll coach the last 2 weeks, and I'm sure Brendan will hit the ground running in terms of what he needs to do over the next couple of weeks with regard to preparation for next year, but... Yeah, I'll coach the next 2 weeks, and as I said, looking forward to it.
Were you always going to do that, or did you consider not coaching the last couple of weeks?
Absolutely not. I spoke to the club when I took over and said I'd coach at the end of the year, and that's exactly what I'll be doing.
Is Brendan coming up to the game?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm sure he'll be watching, though.
I know you said you're philosophical, John, but there must be a bit of disappointment there as well for you.
Oh, look, I just think about where I was at, you know, 20 weeks ago, and to be handed such a great opportunity. I'm really appreciative of the Carlton Football Club, because this experience, as I said, has been invaluable, and it's given me a real good grounding in terms of that senior experience.
Has the club indicated they want you to stay around next year?
Well, yeah, they have, but as I said, the future will take care of itself in good time. Yeah, I've got a gut feel. He's a Carlton man.
That hasn't changed at all from his comments?
He's a Carlton man. We all know that.
Is it frustrating then that so many... It seems every day there's another club, I guess, thrown into the mix that he's apparently going to. Is that frustrating for you or for him?
Not really, because if I was at another club, I'd be throwing my hat in the ring too to get into to whatever club I was at. But, yeah, I'm a Carlton man, so...
Chris Yaron back in the side this week. What's he shown at Fairfield Level to come
up? Well, there's areas of his game that needed improving in terms of his effort and application, and he's shown that over the last couple of weeks. There's been improvement in that area, and we expect that translates to tomorrow afternoon.
Well, talk about his future as well. Do you think that he'll be a Carlton
next year? Look, that's a real hypothetical, but you know, it's just we can't talk about those things. We don't know what's going to happen.
Another soldier on the long-term injury list. Is the cupboard pretty bare at the moment?
I think we've got 19 guys who are unavailable this week. So it's been one of the great challenges of my time here, especially the last 6 or 7 weeks. We just keep losing senior players, and it's made life tough. But at the end of the day, young guys get experience, young guys get opportunities. We do become a little bit vulnerable from that point of view, but... the experience that the young guys get, I'm sure, will be invaluable.
David Parkin had a bit of a crack at the list during the week. Is it as dire as he suggests? Is the build going to be as long as he suggests, do you think?
Well, I think what you're seeing at the moment, I know we have had a good win on the weekend, but I think what you've seen over the last 5 or 6 weeks is where our depth is at, because I think we've got a really good group of core quality players, but what we need to do is just build underneath them and grow underneath them, and the discrepancy in performance is probably... just a really good showing of where our list, from a depth point of view, is at.
Sorry to go back to yours. Would it feel if you did end up leaving the club that now you've been with these guys for 10 or so weeks and even longer as an assistant, that you're almost a bit of unfinished business for you, John, with this list?
Oh, look, as I said before, the future will take care of itself in good time.
last one for Jack. Just get your thoughts on the Giants and what sort of challenge they present at the moment.
Now, they're a quality outfit. There's no doubt about that. And when they get their running game going, they're very hard to beat. So we've got some plans in place and we're looking forward to the challenge it presents tomorrow afternoon.